Let's pray. Our Father and our God,
yes, sir.
I bow before your holy throne. And I pray that you will anoint me to preach your holy word this day. I pray, O Heavenly Father, that in this sanctuary,
yes, sir.
You, O gracious Master, will bless each and every one that's here today. That you will anoint them to hear your holy word being preached this day. Father, in this sanctuary, I pray that you will let each and every one of us, myself included, receive your holy word by the anointing of, and the power of your Holy Spirit this day. And Father, I pray that each of us, myself included, that you will anoint us, O Heavenly Father, to live out your holy word as we have received it in this holy sanctuary this day. And we ask it in the precious, holy, righteous name of King Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Giving all praise, honor, and glory to our Heavenly Father, to Jesus, our Savior, to the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives,
yes.
And to you, the waiting congregation. It's another glorious day.
Yes, it is.
Another glorious day.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm loving it.
Amen.
I'm loving it. But today we have a theme. And the theme is God's power.
God's power.
God's power. The message is the power of God. So the theme is God's power, but the message for today is the power of God. And the scripture for our message today will come from Psalm number 68, verse 35. Psalm number 68, verse 35. Let us stand for the reading of God's holy word.
Amen.
The Bible says, you, God, you, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God.
Amen.
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 You may be seated.
Amen.
In God's holy temple.
Amen. Amen.
So the scripture says, you, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God.
That's right.
So the question is, what is power? What is power? Webster's dictionary defines power as the ability to act or produce an effect. That's just one of the definitions, and that's the one I chose to deal with today. Power is the ability to act or produce an effect. You might want to write that down, what power is. People think money is power. People think fame is power. People think having this or having that gives them power. But power is a whole lot different when it concerns God than what we think. In order to give power, because the scripture said God gives power to his people, but in order to give power and strength, one must first have power and strength. And God has the power and the strength to produce an effect. He can affect our lives by his power. And he can do it from his sanctuary in glory. He can stretch all the way from heaven down to earth, which is his footstool, and effect power in our lives. God is a mighty God. Nobody has more power than the Lord God Almighty. And the Lord shares that power with us, his people. He shares that power with us. So when we think we're down and out, when we think that we're beaten down, when we think that we just can't make it another step, call on the power of Jesus Christ. How do you do that? How do you call on the power of Jesus when you got that wayward child that just won't do right? No matter what you do, no matter what you say, what do? Where do you go? You fall on your knees and pray for the power of God to move in their lives. Well, I don't see anything right now. Keep praying. I tell you, we live in a microwave world. If it don't happen right now, in the next 2 seconds, it ain't gonna happen. But God is not a microwave God. God says, pray to me continuously. If you want something, keep praying. And if it don't happen, we have to consider ourselves. We have to look at us, look at me, and see why God isn't blessing me. And then I need to change those things in my life that blocks my blessings from the Lord. My attitude has to change. My demeanor must change. The way I act must change. And then when I pray to the Lord God Almighty, he will hear all the way from glory and answer me all the way down here in the earth. Because God has that kind of power. He don't have to move from glory to bless me. All he has to do, not even speak a word, just think a word, and it's done. That's the power that we have available to us. If you want to talk about power that can produce an effect, it's got to be God. The Lord God Almighty is sovereign. He has all power and can do whatever he wants to when he wants to. There is no one more powerful than the Lord God Almighty, and there is no one that can produce an effect like him. God produced an effect when he spoke everything in the universe and this world into existence. Nothing was here until God proved his power by speaking everything we see in existence. And guess what? There are things that we can't see that God created, that he produced an effect. And the things that we don't see maintain the things that we do see. That's power. God spoke and caused an effect. When the children of Israel were in Egypt and they cried out unto the Lord. And when they say cried out, they prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord heard them. But you think God is a microwave God? I don't think so. How long did they have to pray before the Lord answered their prayers? 400 years. What kind of faith do we have? If it don't happen right now, I'm done praying. Ain't no God, I'm out of here. No, keep praying. You want God to cause an effect? Keep praying. God is powerful. God is mighty. And ain't nobody bigger or better. God produced that effect when the children of Israel were wandering around in the wilderness and they got hungry. We ain't got no food. We ain't got this. We ain't got that. We don't have this. We don't have that. And God said, I'm going to give you something that one, you didn't even know existed. Wow. Two, you didn't even know where it could come from. Uh-huh. And three, you had no idea of how I'm going to do it. So God rained down bread from heaven. Ain't never heard of such a thing, bread falling out of the sky. What kind of God is that? He's a powerful God. And then he says, so eat. But now, just get enough for today, because I want to tell you, I'm not a microwave God. You get enough for today, and on tomorrow, I'll bless you again. You have to have faith to believe that I'll bless you again. So don't get in it for tomorrow. Just get enough for today, and then on tomorrow, see what I'll do. Have the faith to believe that I'll supply you every need day by day. Keep praying. Keep praying. If that's right, if I did it today, don't you think I can do it tomorrow? God caused an effect. When the children of Israel got to a point in their trouble that they could go no further. We've been there. We've been to a point in our lives to where we could go no further. We've been at a closed door. We've been surrounded by enemies. We have been pressure on every side, and we were just in a box and couldn't do nothing. The children of Israel were there. They had the Egyptian army behind them, and they had the Red Sea in front of them. There was nothing they could do, and there were mountains on either side. They were boxed in. Started crying to the Lord. What? And this was a bad cry. Lord, why did you bring us out here in this desert to kill us like this? We could have stayed in Egypt and died. And that's what we do. We say, I don't know why I trusted in the Lord. I don't know why I did that. I could have just stayed where I was and did what I was doing. Yeah, I might be hustling, but I could hustle up on what I need. But it's danger. There is danger in hustling about what you need when you are a child of God. We have to depend on the Lord. Sometimes we have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord God Almighty. And so the Lord said, Moses, what's that in your hand? Well, Lord, it's a rod. I tell you what, why don't you just raise it up? A lot of people say he threw it in the oak. God said, raise it up. And when it was raised, guess what happened? The Red Sea parted. And it didn't just part, because God is a gracious God. It parted, and the waters walled up. And then they got ready to walk over. God said, no, 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 not yet. Don't rush me. I'm gonna blow a dry path across so that you can walk on dry ground and not be held back by the mud. Just wait on me. And so they started going across. And God said, take your time. Ain't no rush. I'm God. I got all power. So they took their time and they got across. But somebody started looking back. And they said, wait a minute. Here come Pharaoh's army after us. And God said, take your time. I'm in no rush. God says, I got this.
All right. Come on.
So they started going across. Once they got over on the other side, they started trembling in fear. And God said, see, Red Sea, after the Egyptians got halfway, close up. And the water started to pour down on them. And every last one of them, man, horse, chariot, all drowned in the Red Sea. God is a powerful God. And God will deliver his people. And God will deliver you, and me. Because we belong to him. All we need to do is have the patience to wait and see the salvation of the Lord. What kind of power is that? That's God's power. And God gives that same power. He shares it with us. God can cause an effect. He can produce an effect like nobody else can. We live in the real world. real life problems, and we have real world problems. But God is a God that is not concerned, not worried, not belittled by the power and the real life that we go through in this world and in our lives, because God has the power to deliver us.
Amen.
And that's what I'll, that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
God is not worried about it. Guess who's worried about it?
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
I need this and I need that. Lord, my business is not going good. Lord, you know I need a car. Lord, this, Lord, that. Why are we so concerned and so worried? All we need to do is wait on the Lord. Make our prayers known unto him, and our request goes out in prayer. And then watch the power of prayer in our lives. God is a good God. God won't leave us nor forsake us. But if we hold fast to our faith, God will deliver.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
My point is this. God sits on high in glory.
Mm-hmm.
And the earth is his footstool.
Well.
God is so powerful and strong that he stretches from heaven to earth and back again with no shortage of power.
Wow.
With God, there is never a power outage.
That's right.
With God, there is no temporary interruption of power. With God, there are no power brownouts. With God, he has all power all the time, every time, and he gives it to us when we need it.
Amen.
He has power to save, power to heal, power to cleanse the sin-sick soul, power to forgive, power to perform wonders, power to create everything that is, power to deliver us, power to keep us, power to protect us, power to supply our every need, power to send us a Savior, and his name is Jesus. Jesus is the power that we need. Jesus has the power to walk on water. Jesus has the power to raise the dead. Jesus has the power to speak to a fever. Jesus has the power to cure disease. Jesus has the power to die on that old rugged cross. And Jesus has the power to raise up again, to get out of that old grave, out of that tomb. And Jesus has the power to live forevermore. And he shares that with us. But we got to believe in him. And we got to trust him. And we have to know that Jesus is our Savior and our Lord. Oh, we like him as our Savior. But when it comes to him being the Lord of our lives, we have a problem. Because now, Jesus, I want you to save me, but I'm going to do what I want to do. Thank you for your salvation, but I want to come over here and still do this. No, Jesus said, you don't get salvation without me being Lord of your life. You got to learn to let Jesus be the Lord of your life. If you want your business to succeed, if you want to have success in life, if you want to live a good life, let Jesus be your Lord. Let Jesus be your God. Let Jesus have his way in your life. Give yourself up. Become a slave. Oh, that don't sound good at all.
Come on, come on.
Don't sound good at all. Be a slave to Jesus.
Yeah.
Surrender everything to Jesus. Get rid of the pride. What in the world is going on with us? And men, what's wrong with us that we cannot get down on our knees and let our families know that there's somebody bigger than me. There's somebody bigger than the man in the house. Yeah, you're the man of the house, but God is in control of the man in the house. Let everybody know that God is bigger than me. I can call on him and he'll deliver me from my troubles, because God has power that I don't have.
Come on, preacher.
Well, amen. Well,
My friends will talk about me if I talk about God. So what? So what? I was telling the men's Sunday school class this morning that I remember my friends, so-called friends, but friends.
Yeah.
They'd want to go do something mischievous, I'll put it that way.
Well.
But it was more than mischievous. Yeah. And they wanted to go do it. And I was saying, I can't do that. And then they say, you're a punk. What's wrong with you?
Well,
you sissy?
Yeah.
You scared? You scared to do it? Yeah. And then in my mind is saying, oh, I'll show them who the punk is.
Yeah.
But then God would talk to me and say, you know better than that. Don't worry about them. They'll get theirs. You just stay on course. And I stayed on course, and I thank the Lord for that. I don't have a criminal record. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a criminal record. All I'm saying is make the change.
Yeah.
And stop it. Don't care about what people say. Care about what God says. God has the power to clean all that junk up. And he'll do it. I'd like to share a story with you, because I'm going to try to be done shortly. And the story is called The Tiger. The Tiger. This is by way of introduction. A teacher and his student were walking from village to village when they suddenly heard a roar behind them. Turning their gaze to the direction of the roar, they saw a big, strong tiger following them. The first thing the student wanted to do, was to run. Let's run. But instead, the student asked his teacher, what shall we do? Thinking his teacher was wiser. The teacher looked at the student and answered in a calm voice, there are several options. Sorry, several options here.
Come on, God.
The teacher said, we can fill our minds with paralyzing fear so that we could not move, or we can just faint, or we can run away. But if we run away, we can't run fast enough and he will catch us. So the last option was, or we can just simply pray to God. Which do you choose? So the student said, well, you're the teacher. You tell me what to do. Okay. Student said, we don't have much time, teach. Come on. What are we doing? The teacher turned his gaze fearlessly toward the tiger, emptied his mind from all thoughts, and entered into a state of deep meditation and prayer. That's what the teacher did. Meanwhile, the student started to shiver with fear as the tiger was already quite close, ready to make a leap at them. The student was amazed at how his teacher could stay so calm and detached in the face of all this danger. But the student closed his eyes and waited for the inevitable, because just as sure as he was paralyzed and could not move, he just closed his eyes and said, okay, the tiger's gonna eat me. I'll just wait for the inevitable. After a little while, the tiger gradually lowered his tail, tucked his head, and went away. The student opened his eyes to see the tiger walking away. And then he asked his teacher in astonishment, "What did you do?" The teacher replied simply, "It was the power of prayer." It was the power of prayer. God shares his power and strength with us, but in order to ignite the power and strength of God in our lives, we must learn to pray.
Amen.
We've got to pray unto the Lord so that God will know that we depend solely upon him and nobody else, and not even ourselves. We have to realize that God wants us to be totally dependent on him and him alone. My point is this. If you need the power of God in your life, pray. When a child of the king prays, it invokes the power of God to move on our behalf. Prayer changes not things. Prayer changes things.
Come on.
It doesn't matter how big or how small the problem is. Pray. If you got a headache, pray. If you got a toothache, pray. If you got a backache, pray. If you got a toeache, pray. If you just look weird, pray. And God can change that too.
Come on. Come on.
Okay. Let's read. If you would, turn to Psalm number 68. And we're going to read verses 32 through 35.
Okay.
And then we'll be just about done.
Okay.
Psalm number 68, beginning at verse 32. Now I'm going to read out loud. You read along with me silently. And please hear the interpretation of God's word. The Bible says, "Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, sing praise to the Lord." Sing to God. Don't sing to mama. Don't sing the praise of daddy, but sing unto the Lord. Why? Because it is God who delivers us.
Yes,
it is God who saved mama. It's God who saved daddy. Yes. And it is God who will save us.
Yes.
And then he says, sing. Now this is a psalm of David, the chief musician and king of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, sing to God. And then he says, well, who's going to sing to God? Is he just talking to Israel? No, he's not. He says, sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, sing praise to the Lord. The kingdoms of the earth at that time were the Egyptians, and he's telling them, sing unto the Lord. Well, they idols. They don't believe in the God of Israel. The Canaanites were in the land. Sing unto the Lord, you heathen Canaanites. They don't believe in God. Sing unto the Lord, you heathen Hittites, Jebusites, all you kingdoms of the earth, sing unto the Lord. And you know David was saying that, but you know they will? You know they will? I'm not saying all of them will be saved, but I'm saying all of them will sing unto the Lord, because the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Yeah, they will. thing unto the Lord. Because God is a great God. God is a powerful God. And everybody is going to have to kneel down and praise his holy and righteous name. And then God is going to say, depart from me. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And then they'll go burn in the lake of fire and brimstone throughout all eternity. But all of us who bow unto him will get a reward. God will say to us, well done, my good and faithful pastor. My good and faithful secretary. My good and faithful finance chairman. All of us in the same boat, my good and faithful parking lot attendant. He's going to say to all of us the same gold darn thing. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up a little higher. I'll make you ruler over many. Where is it that we get off getting this big head over our position that we have? We better be praising God. God has all of us for a purpose, and we're all used for his glory. No matter how big or how little, no matter how much we have or how little we have, we are all in God's service. Amen. Verse 33, the Bible says, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Jesus ascended after his resurrection. They saw him in the sky. They saw him go through the stratosphere and all the other spheres. They saw him go all the way up past the clouds into the universe. And he can do that because he has power. He has power over the elements. And he just, nobody had to build a rocket ship for him. He just took off. He just took off. As a matter of fact, they said, well, he rode on a cloud. Jesus said, cloud, come here. Cloud came here. Now, step on. Who can step on a cloud and ride on a cloud? You fall right through. Something's different about Jesus. He has power like we have never seen before and we will never see again. Not on in this earth we won't. But when we get to glory, we'll see it. And then the Bible says, who thunders with mighty voice. The verse 34, proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. What kind of mighty voice does God have? That's a mighty voice. Where is that mighty voice of God? What is the mighty voice of God called? The mighty voice of God is called the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the mighty voice of God is going throughout all this earth. And it's going throughout this world with power, with thunder, with might, saving souls.
Amen.
But we have to hear it. And we can't be afraid of it. If we're afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we just lost our salvation.
Wow.
There's power in the name of Jesus. Wonder working power in the name of Jesus. Saving power in the name of Jesus. Praise be to God for the mighty voice of Jesus. God uses men, ministers, pastors, preachers, evangelists, teachers to proclaim his gospel message. And that voice goes throughout all the earth. And it's the same message day in and day out. Yeah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Savior. Yeah. Jesus saves.
Amen.
Verse 35. Then the Bible says this. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. God's sanctuary is in glory. And God's sanctuary is right here. God's sanctuary is wherever God is. And God is here with us.
Amen.
God is here with us. And God is here. 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 In all of us who believe God is here. Why don't we act like it? Why don't we act like it? We deny the power of God in our lives when God is saying, depend on me, trust me, watch me, prove me.
Yeah.
All right.
Well. Okay, well, my point is this. You know, it's funny. I flip these papers. I don't use them. But anyway. That's life. My point is this. God has power, the power that we need to overcome any and every obstacle in our lives. God has power we need to overcome all of the circumstances and situations in our lives. God has the power we need to help us, to keep us from going crazy.
Yeah.
Because this world can drive us crazy. It's unreal, the things that we have to go through. God has the power we need to walk right. God has the power we need to talk right. God has the power we need to act right. God has the power we need to live right.
Yes, he does.
And the power we need is in one name.
That's Jesus.
And it's the name of Jesus. God put all that power in the name of Jesus. So when we pray, Father God in heaven, help me. I need you. I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do. I don't know who I can call on. So Father, help me. And the Father said, I'll help you. Who are you praying in the name of? And we have to say, in the name of Jesus. And the Father will hear all the way from heaven and deliver us down here on the earth. Because there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm just about done. So I'm going to close. So remember the teacher from the introduction?
Yeah.
He stood his ground in the face of danger.
Yeah.
He took power. It took power for him to do that.
Yeah.
And he got that power from God because he meditated and he prayed.
Yes.
And he stood still and asked the Lord to deliver them.
Amen.
Why don't we try that?
Amen.
Why don't we just try standing still and asking the Lord to deliver us?
Yes.
Instead of arguing and fussing and fighting with our wives or with our husbands, why don't we just stand still and ask the Lord, Lord, fix this.
Yeah.
And every man that's married, why don't we just try standing still and ask the Lord to help us? Because sometimes I want to go over here we got to stand still and just ask for the power of God in our lives. And that's what the teacher did. He called on God and his prayer was answered. So, in other words, if we want to see the power of God in our lives, we must pray. Bottom line, we must pray. And when we pray, watch God produce an effect in our lives. Well, if he don't do it on the first time, pray again. If he don't do it the second time, pray again. If he don't do it the third time, pray again. And the Lord will say, look at my servant. Keep calling on my holy name. You trying to block his blessings, and I'm just letting him call on me. I'm going to deliver him, but I love hearing the prayers of the righteous, because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Keep praying, my son. Keep praying, my daughter. I hear you, and deliver you. Keep on praying to me. I love it. It's a sweet smell in my nostrils. I won't let you stop praying to me. Pray constantly without ceasing.
Come on.
Because God loves it.
Yeah.
And he will hear and he will answer.
Yes, he will.
Thank you. May God bless and keep you.
Amen.